What is up, friends of the Upstate Golf Guys? We appreciate everyone tuning in. If you enjoy what you hear, we release new episodes every Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find us on all podcast platforms. You can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search Upstate Golf Guys. Hey, I just want to chime in and say one more thing. I hope you guys get a chance to check out the website my wife put together. It's really awesome. It's definitely worth checking out. We have our bios in there. You could find all of our podcasts. And most importantly, where you could get our merch from our awesome Upstate Golf Guys hats with the Uncle Sam logo to quarter zips. We have a lot of different colored golf polos, so you can match the polos up with the hats. Definitely come check us out. And that's at upstategolfguys.com. Thanks again, everyone. Yes, that is Cape Cod that you just saw if you are watching the live feed here on YouTube. It's Upstate Golf Guys if you want to find us on YouTube, and you could watch our new video feed here and where we could upload some videos from what we're talking about. It's a pretty cool new feature, so we're going to be pushing that. But yeah, we got 22 days until our big trip, Mike.
22 days. Count them, kid.
I am stoked. 22 days. I just seemed like yesterday.
Kids already giving me weather breakdowns.
It seemed like just yesterday. I was saying we got like 50 days until the trip. So I think I think these 22 days are going to be flying by. But that means you're going to be working. You're going to be working next week, huh, Mike? I know. That's it. Spring means Mikey starts back with work.
Yep, to work.
But yeah, one of our things we wanted to do here, we kind of got off track with all the awesome guests we've been having on. One of the things we wanted to do was kind of break down a Cape Cod golf course, a little intro to our episodes here, because we are 518 Golf the Cape is our little hashtag. Everybody knows by now we go out to Cape Cod a couple times a year. Mikey goes out and I go.
Yeah, I do two to three times. It's his parents' condo. So,
yeah. And I go out. I mean, I go out a handful, probably five, six times a year. And I really look forward to these trips with the guys golfing. I'm really looking forward to this one, though, because we got eight guys going that are really big golfers.
Big group, man.
And we got a nice little matchup system set up that Adam, shout out Adam for putting that whole thing together. We're basically all going to be playing. It's four versus four. We're going to do house versus house because they're renting their own condo.
That's the only way we're getting on.
Yeah, exactly. That beautiful course over there, Ocean Edge. It's amazing. But yeah, we're doing a stay and play package. So they're renting their own place. And we're staying at my parents' condo just so we all have our own space, you know, our own ball space spread out a little bit. But, yeah, we're doing a house versus house challenge. Friday, we're playing Dennis Pines, which it's a course we're familiar with, Mike.
Yep.
We played that. That's a beautiful track over there.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, actually, the reason why I got turned on to Dennis Pines was I first had called the Captains, which we know about the Captains.
Beautiful.
And they said that you're going to be running into aeration. And I said, no, we're not going to be dealing with that. So I said, you know, I love you guys, but I'm going to check elsewhere.
Nice.
You don't want to deal with aerated greens, especially on a trip that you're planning all year long. That'll ruin your trip real quick.
Yeah, because then that takes putting out of the out of the equation. Yeah,
I mean, it's just, especially these greens out there, they just roll so nice. And when they're punched, I mean, I know it's something that every course has to do to keep the greens nice, but I just try to avoid it. That's why we chose Dennis Pines, because I called, they were the next one I called, and they're not aerating until like a couple weeks after. And then I called up Ocean Edge and found out that's the big one. Ocean Edge, we're playing three rounds. We're playing, so Friday's Dennis Pines. Ocean Edge is two rounds on Saturday and then a round on Sunday. And we're really going to be battling it out at Ocean Edge. I mean, these greens roll there. And that's why I called them as well. And they said that they only aerate the week after Columbus Day. So we are good. We are good on the greens, man. But yeah, it's going to be a fun match. We're basically all going to be playing each other with our, we're going to be doing with our handicaps.
Well, so exactly. What's the teams? It's me, you, Brad, and my son, Kirk.
Yep. Big Kirk. I can't wait for him to join us on this trip.
And then it's Adam, Gio, Tommy, and Johnny.
Johnny. Right? Yep. And Johnny's a newcomer on the tour as well. It's going to be a great group of guys, great group of ball busters. I think we're going to have a blast. I'm going to take them over to the rooftop terrace for some drinks. We're going to go over to the hole in one for breakfast. I have some spots to show the guys. I'm just really excited to show off the Cape.
Yep.
To the crew. Absolutely. You know what I mean? But yeah, like a quick rundown of the courses that we've played. We've played Dennis Pines, Dennis Highlands, Bass River. Mike, remember Bass River? That was that really windy, cold day. It was brutal.
Yeah. Did we play the full?
Yeah. We finished that. It was
paired up with two older couples.
Yep. Cranberry Valley is the one you're thinking of. We played Cranberry Valley. That was where we that video of us. We kind of imitated Caddyshack.
Yep.
I don't think the hard stuff has come yet. We when we're doing a trip and we plan a trip, we play through the shit, man. If it's bad weather, we're playing. That was Cranberry Valley.
Travel 3 hours.
Was bad. Well, we do run into some bad weather when we play out there, but we also had some really nice days. But then we've played both Captains, and then awesome course that we played just this past, I want to play on a nice day, Highland Links out there in Truro. How that course was amazing,
beautiful on a nice day.
It's gonna be beautiful.
The gusty 80 mile an hour winds we were dealing
with. Yep. And that same weekend we played Bayberry Hills. That's when we played with awesome dude
Rob,
our man Rob. That's another video that's floating around on my Instagram. It ended up whole story. We could go into it, but I'm not going to go into it.
It's a long story. We'll get into it another time.
But yeah, we ended up getting linked up with this guy, and he ended up being one of the coolest cats out there. Awesome guy. But that was Bayberry Hills, and then of course Ocean's Edge, which we played a bunch, and we're playing this coming.
Tell everybody the trick that we're doing to get on Ocean's Edge, though.
Well, yeah, it's the stay and play.
We your parents have a condo on Ocean's Edge golf course,
right?
We can't even play it.
So it's like it's 60,000. I think my dad just gave me the new figures. It's 60,000 to join, and then 1,600 a month, I think, to be a member. God. So that gives you the membership at everything. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But yeah, so the only other way on this course, it's a Nicklaus design, beautiful, beautiful course. The only other way is a stay and play package, which that's why I invited these guys, because the more you get, you divvy it up, and it ended up being pretty cheap for unlimited golf. It ended up being $350 a man.
So we rented a condo for eight people.
For those guys,
that'll correct. Fit eight people.
Right. And we're just spacing it out because we can. We could all sleep there if we wanted to.
Absolutely.
You know?
But instead, we're going to stay at your parents and let them have the condo and get the unlimited golf.
Yeah, we get unlimited, and unlimited means unlimited. We got a 9 o'clock tee time, and then we got a 2:30 tee time, a little lunch in between at the links. And then we're going to golf again at 9 a.m. on Sunday at Ocean Edge.
Nice.
It's going to be amazing, dude. But yeah, so we got 10, Mike, of the 50 courses done. We have a long ways to go,
and yeah, we do.
And we're not checking any new ones off on this trip. We're not, you know, we're just keeping it convenient. Nope. So we have when we go out with Scrounge and just our smaller group, we're gonna have to play a couple new ones to check off the bucket list there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we want to try to get all 50, even the private ones. Hopefully, some members hear this and Eastward Ho, right, or some of those.
Maybe we can get something out of this.
Yeah, over there at the the Martha's Vineyard private course. I forgot the one that's a famous one that actually.
You got to take a ferry to that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But Koenig was telling me about that. He said it's just absolutely breathtaking over there. I mean, you're on an island, and it's like the courses all the presidents play. Yeah, you know. Yeah. So if we get on some of those with a little bit of help, if we get people take a liking to us, you know, you never know. You never know what we'll get out of this thing.
Never know.
You know? But yeah, that was the I just want to get into a little Cape Cod segment before we get rolling. But we have an awesome guest coming on the show. He'll be joining us shortly. High Society Golf. They have a clothing brand out there on the West Coast, and really, really cool people. We're really looking forward to having those guys on. So we'll be back shortly with High Society Golf.
All right, 518 to the Cape.
Welcome back after that short break. All right, we got Pete here with us from High Society. What's going on, Pete?
Not a lot, just living life out in Salt Lake City, Utah. Unfortunately, the golf scene hasn't started here yet. Probably looking like end of April, May. Usually after the Masters is when the leaves start coming on the trees, the sun comes out, and you know the grass starts growing, and then we'll be ready.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
You guys get hammered with snow up out there, huh?
Oh, yeah, the mountains are getting hammered right now. Like, yeah, I'm going to go up snowboard. I'm going to golf Saturday and then go up snowboarding on Sunday. And, yeah, they're expecting 5 feet this weekend. So,
yeah, my sister used to live out there.
We were just about to open the course, and we got about, I don't know, 14 inches of snow this past weekend. So, it got pushed back a week or so. So,
literally. Yeah, I was going to say, it's about the same for you guys, too, right? New York is probably, you know, the weather's probably not the best right now yet.
No, not yet. We're almost there.
Yeah, I mean, we just got a nice setback of a couple weeks. So we were, I thought we were going to have a nice early open early spring, but that's
Groundhog was full of shit.
Yeah, he was.
Well, I'm going to pass the mic over to Roger because Roger linked us up with this awesome company here.
Yeah, so. Real quick, Mikey, right by your feet there should be a box. I heard about you from the Four Left Boys, Brian and Tyler. They good dudes. Follow both of their pages. So I figured we get the boys a little something here. Oh, it's caught up in my headphones. My man JR's not here tonight.
What do you got here?
I got a little something here, man. This is, there you go. You look good in some flowers.
This is for me?
You look like a lumberjack with that beard. some High Society
yes,
shirt.
Sir.
Some new polos.
Wow. I like this. And this is right down my alley.
So, Pete, why don't you tell us a little bit about these, man? Because there's literally, when I went on the site, there's a bunch of different varieties for like every golfer. If you want to be loud, you know, there's a bunch of different things. What inspired you to get into the apparel line in the golf game?
So I was, I first got into like, I've been into like streetwear for many, many years. And I had aspirations, you know, about like 5-6 years ago to do like a brick and mortar consignment store.
Okay.
And as I was like collecting inventory for that, as it was like a self-funded company, all these other ones started to pop up. And so that, you know, that market just became oversaturated. Even, you know, the golf market is pretty saturated as well. But so my shift, you know, my focus kind of shifted and I was getting really into golf at the time. About 2021 is when I started to take golf really seriously. And I came up with the idea at the end of 2022 because I just didn't really like where golf apparel was at. Like I figured it was like hard for me to find shirts that I actually liked. And if I did find one, it was like $90. And so I kind of figured, you know, there's got to be a better way. And so I figured I would, you know, try and start my own thing. And then that's how High Society was born.
No doubt. That's exactly it. I mean, a lot of the stuff, the regular name brands, they've just been coming, you know, moving the logo from one side to the other for so long, you can only keep wearing the same thing. So the creativity is, did you come up with all these designs?
So I started out, you know, High Society started out with just a logo as still that same front logo. That's how I, you know, created High Society. And it started off with, you know, just screen printing and whatnot. But, you know, it's very hard to sell a logo. And a logo wasn't, you know, the only thing that I wanted to be about, you know, because obviously, you know, streetwear and stuff, you know, there's so many different styles and designs and ways you can go with it. And so I have one designer in-house that I work with. And then, you know, I brainstorm a lot of the ideas I get from, like, you know, streetwear, high-end fashion, you know, all that stuff, and try and bring it into the golf world, because, you know, I haven't really seen anything like that, you know, other than like, you know, Malvin maybe. So I wanted to do my own, you know, flair on bringing like tournament golf mixed with streetwear, mixed with high end fashion that, you know, you can kind of show up anywhere and golfers can, you know, bring their own unique style to the course, you know, of stuff that they like off the course that they can wear on the course, you know, similar brands, similar styles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is actually really nice material too. I'm definitely can't wait for wear this for the Cape trip I was just talking about.
I just threw it on. It's awesome.
I am going to this is going to be a part of one of my outfits out of Cape Cod.
Absolutely.
For sure.
We're going to do High Society.
No doubt, brother.
Yeah, it's a nice
doubt. Roger, thank you for getting us these, bro. Thanks, I really appreciate that, Raj. That's shout out
to
Raj.
Thank you for putting them out.
Yeah, no doubt. These are fun.
They're nice. Fit good.
A nice hot summer day. I mean, this is going to be nice and cooling material as well.
So one thing we were talking about on the way over here, Mikey and I, is how affordable your products are compared to the other products out there. And the game, I mean, the game is getting out of fucking control. Excuse my language. But, I mean, you know what? Roback, sure, they're cool and everything, but they could go eat shit.
Just leaving all name brands, everything. 100 and 200 for a pair of shoes. You got 100 for a pair of pants, 80 for a polo. It's like,
I mean, for $55 for a nice quality, and it's not $100 like Roback's trying to get. You know, I'd love to wear a Roback, but I'm not going to pay that. Just out of control.
Yeah, it took me a long time to get, you know, the spandex and the polyester blends right. You know, I obviously made a lot of mistakes going through different, you know, different retailers trying different things. And I finally, you know, at the end of 2023, I finally found like the blend and styles that I, you know, that I like, that, you know, it's not too tight, but not too baggy. It can still stretch. It washes well. And so it's all been a trial and error process. But I feel like, you know, at the end of 2023, we finally got there with the shirts. And then, you know, in 2024, we've had a soft launch on all of our 2024 stuff. Like the splatter one is part of our 2024 design. But, you know, we're kind of, weather is, you know, golf is seasonal here. And so, you know, I like our, you know, our products and stuff to be shown when they're shown to the public, you know, in the like, golfing setting. You know, I don't really, you know, want to do like the whole, like, you know, photo shoot, blank screens and all that. So we haven't really had a chance to do our 2024 hard launch yet, but it will be coming, you know, end of April after the Masters, you know, once we get some leaves on the trees and, you know, some beautiful scenery out here.
Absolutely, man. When did you got into golf? Just pretty recently in life?
No, so through high school, one of my buddies worked at a local muni out here, and so, you know, we'd get like $5 green fees, and so we'd go out there and play a bunch, but we were never like, you know, we were high school kids. We weren't out there grinding on the range with, you know, alignment sticks and training aids and all that. We were like, you know, happy for a par or two around, you know, a quad bogey, you know, that was just gone out of our minds. It didn't matter. Doesn't matter like it does today. But in 2021, you know, I started taking it seriously, but, you know, my swing, you know, was all ugly because, you know, I had one lesson growing up. And then so 2023, you know, I hired an online coach, shout out Andrew Banner. He's been really good. And then I have a local PGA guy that I work with. And so, yeah, from like halfway through 2023, I've been, you know, really working on elevating my golf game. Because I feel Utah also has like an untapped golf potential, and not that I'm trying to be like some golf influencer or anything like that, but, you know, there is a lot of room for that out here. And, you know, me and my, you know, golf buddies who are also pretty good, you know, have some, you know, good money matches out here and stuff that I feel like would be entertaining to watch. We might not do it under like the High Society moniker, but, you know, we're definitely going to do some stuff out here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cause we just got in, we're taking it a little more seriously as well. I've hacked around my whole life, but we just got in a tour type thing. I'm kind of actually wondering if you guys have it out there because it's nationwide.
I'm pretty sure they do.
It's called the Golf Week Amateur Tour. So we're always trying to promote that and tell everybody on. You should check it out. I mean, if you like competitive golf, it's a ton of fun. It's a national thing. Live scoring. I'm going on right now, actually, the Golf Week site to see if there's a chapter out your way. But yeah, it's a ton of fun, man. Mikey will tell you
a little bit about it. It's competitive. It's live scoring. It's trophies.
Some prize money.
Prize money.
Yes. Oh yeah. No, we don't have that.
It's competitive, but it's also a lot of fun. Fun nature. I'm looking right now, though. I'm trying to find the app. I have a new phone here, so I'm trying to find apps. Golf Week. No, Golf Week. Find join the tour, find a tour near me.
What did you find the hardest thing about when you first started golfing? What was the hardest thing about the game, did you think? Driving, putting, chipping?
It's a good question. I don't know. Probably like hitting the ball straight. And now that I'm trying to like shape, now I'm trying to shape the ball. It's a whole different ball game. Shallowing your downswing is probably the most difficult thing.
Big time. Consistent. Yeah. Utah, just to chime in real quick. Utah does not have a golf week amateur tour chapter, but they should start one. Hey, there you go. Start that with your, maybe help you push your brand with the high society, you know, put two together. No, but it's it's a lot of fun. But yeah, it's
not a bad idea.
It's fun. I don't know. It's I love it. I'm all about the competitive golf. I mean, you got to put everything to the hole. No gimmies. I mean, we play with our guys and, you know, we do gimmies all day. But when it's
tournament time.
You're grinding over those 3-footers.
Well, I got yelled at for a 3-incher.
He went and scooped it up
scooped it with the back of my blade. The guy was like, you know, you're supposed to putt them right to the cup.
Big time.
Everybody's in this for money.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, in any kind of tournament, competitive golf is awesome. I don't know what I like more. I don't know if I like competitive golf or just hanging out with the boys and getting wasted.
I like the beer rounds.
Yeah, they're fun too.
Yeah, they throw a couple bucks on those, and you get exactly what you want—a little bit of both.
Absolutely.
And that's the great thing about golf. You know, when I was growing up playing or whatever, you know, we would still have so much fun. Like, you know, when we're just out there messing around, and then, you know, when you elevate your game to the next level, it's like a different type of fun. It can be very frustrating, but it's also can be more rewarding. But everyone's just out there having fun in their own way. You know, that's the great thing. That's the most beautiful thing about golf is it's done your own way.
Hell yeah. All right. So what is your bestseller product-wise?
So our best sellers are the Jacquard ones. The I don't know if you've seen them, but the Jacquard is the design with the mini logos all tied together. Mm-hmm.
Is that this one?
Yep, right there. Yeah, right there. Yeah, the black one and the white one, those have definitely been our best sellers. We also got a new one coming out that's very similar to that. That's going to be a lot more splatter logos, but like more pastel, kind of like Louis Vuitton-ish kind of thing. And I expect that one to be a big seller too.
Okay.
Have you thought about venturing into the shoe game to bring shoes?
We would love to do like a collab with Jordan, obviously, but you know,
absolutely. Hey, just an email. Listen, shoot your shot. You never know. Send up an email.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I don't see us for ever getting into the shoe game unless it's a collab. You know, that's obviously, you know, would be on the table. Yep. Venturing is, you know, a little more into like the casual stuff or like the going out stuff. Like this one is more of like a cotton hoodie instead of like our performance stuff. Even though like our performance hoodies, people rave about, they're, you know, super comfy, block wind, and I prefer playing golf in a hoodie rather than like a quarter zip. And so, you know, that's why I kind of make stuff, you know, that I feel that I like and that, you know, I feel people can, you know, vibe with. And also a hoodie can be worn anywhere, where a quarter zip, you know, more or less can only be worn on the course.
I agree with you, man.
Absolutely. I just started wearing a hoodie this past year on the course and I loved it. I always thought like I'd get yelled at for having the hoodie on, and it was just too windy one day. I was like, I'm wearing a hoodie, I don't care. And I was like, yo, this is great. Nice and comfortable, because I had like a nice dry fit material. I was like, this is perfect for out here. So the hoodie.
And especially because, you know, they're being more acceptable on tour. And like, you know, that is obviously like, you know, one of our end goals is to, you know, be on the tour, have a golfer on the tour, which, you know, we have we're still a newer company. We have like, you know, JP, the caddy, you know, shout out to him on the Corn Ferry Tour, who's on Austin Hitz bag. And then we have Jimmy Palomari, who is, you know, a PGA grinder who, you know, in the next, you know, year or so, depending on how he plays, you know, golf's such a fickle game, but, you know, he could be stepping on the tour in, you know, 2024, 2025.
Well, that's amazing, man. Nice. Yeah, there's a lot of young talent coming up in the tour game.
Yeah, there is.
Corn Ferry. I've been following actually the younger guys, because those are the guys, you know, you can actually, like you said, you could reach out to and they'll hit you back, the younger guys.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the game is getting, you know, younger and younger. These younger guys trying to get their swing speed up, hit the ball, you know, as fast, as hard as they can. You know, those guys love golf, and those guys could be like, you know, the next generation of golf. Well, until the ball back, of course.
Yeah, I mean, the game, yeah, the talent is always going to get better for sure. I mean, I don't know if anybody is going to be Tiger Woods talent, but there's always the GOAT of every sport. You know, no one's going to be like Wayne Gretzky. No,
nobody grinds like Tiger anymore.
Right.
That's yeah.
But there is a lot of young talent coming up in the game that I've been following. A lot of the young guys that are like not even on Corn Ferry Tour that are just, you know, college guys. I like following, seeing, you know, top college dudes that that are going to be in the game, you know, in 2026, 2027. Sometimes they're more fun to watch and keep up on than, like, you know, the PGA guys, the LIV guys. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, they all have crazy shallow swings and incredible swing speed. It's, you know, it's a thing to watch. It's a thing to be. Kind of like Jake Knapp, and I'm glad, like, Jake Knapp exploded on the tour. He's a guy I like a lot, too. And, like, yeah, effortless swing with max power.
Absolutely, man. So with so many companies out there like yours, you know, you got your Robax, you got your Don't Get Greedy Golf. We had them on. They're awesome people. What would you say you stands out in your company? What's different about you guys?
So I would say, like, our designs and our price point. You know, we're not out there trying to be just like the loudest, you know, the loudest brand out there. Our designs are, you know, inspired, drawn from streetwear, high-end fashion stuff that, you know, I think people will resonate with, and also, you know, able to wear in a tournament and stuff like that. And so, you know, breeding that tournament golf with, you know, fashion, streetwear, and the price point is what I would say separates us from everyone else. And as well as our influencers, you know, we work with a lot of great people. Shout out Brian Ann. I know you had him on. Ty with TYTV. The list goes on. Tsunami Golf. Evelina with the Baddies. You know, we have a good crew of influencers that are helping us. And, you know, they all bring their kind of unique, different thing to the table. You know, Ty's really funny, has all this stuff. Tsunami's really good. And, you know, they all just bring their own, you know, their own flavor and help, you know, grow the brand, grow the community.
Yeah, they're really fun guys to follow over there.
And they're supportive too. Like, they always share our posts and do, you know, stuff like that. Because, you know, crossing, you know, being in, those guys being in California, just networking with them and getting the name out there, and then they're getting their name out here. It's just networking throughout the golf industry. The social media side of it is a big thing, especially like in your side where, you know, just getting off the ground, that's the best way to do it. Get those guys who are young and hungry and constantly posting videos with your shirts on, and it's the best way to get it out because everybody's going to see them, and then they're going to see what they're wearing. So good move on
that. Exactly. And then if we all grow together, you know, that's the end goal, you know, is just to help everyone out and grow together. And there doesn't always have to be, you know, just one thing. Even if you and someone else is pretty similar, like, people want variety. Even if you're doing the same thing, like, there can always be more of one of the same thing, you know?
Right.
People absolutely. Like, absolutely. I would agree for sure. Yeah. Just, you're not going to, like us, for instance, you know, we're not going to go out there and be Barstool Sports podcast, or we're not going to be, you know, we're not going to get Roback on as, you know, as for an interview. And maybe we will, but, keep using Roback as an interview or as an example because, you know, they're so huge and blown up. But I agree. Start small and we all grow together. I love it, man. I love that idea. You know?
Yeah, we'll definitely be putting some posts up on the course when we get out there, hopefully when the snow melts here with the
same here. April 20th. We appreciate that.
April 20th I'll be sporting mine anyways.
Hell yeah. So,
doing a lot of videos in your gear.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nice. We'll do a nice little post. So we have a segment here that we like to do.
Oh boy!
It's I got this game. It's I just came across it on the internet. You know how the Instagram is, like, they always show ads making you want you to buy stuff. I buy everything I see, literally. I do.
Anthony's the grandma who would stay up late and order off of the infomercial.
QVC.
Yeah, they know me, man. So they just put out these, and they put out these games or ads, and I buy them, man. It's bad. He sucks
them up.
it's literally just golf questions.
See what you got.
I like to pull them completely randomly. I won't even know the questions. So we'll kind of do a little round the table. You'll be the first to answer, but we'll kind of all give our little take on them. So let's see what we got here. So first one. All right. On the golf course, are you stronger physically or mentally?
Physically for sure.
Okay.
There's a lot of fucks and shits coming out of my mouth.
For sure. For sure, man.
A lot of whack fucks.
Yeah. How about you, Mikey?
Yeah, I'd have to agree. Mental game goes right out the window. That's where a couple beers come in.
Yeah, I say the same. Probably the mental game, especially on the greens.
Absolutely. That makes four of us. I agree. Listen.
That's a four for four on that one.
Bingo. Yeah, it's tough to go with that mental game in golf. That's all golf is. I'll let Mikey pick this one.
Especially when you're not confident, you're just going to fuck it up.
Yep.
Do you play better in a casual atmosphere or under pressure?
I would say under pressure. Those like three push holes, when you're like three push holes deep, you know, on that putt, that's what I really like. That's the stuff I look for.
Absolutely. Yeah, I personally play better on a competitive round as well. Just I focus more, and I just realized that joining this tour, I play way better under pressure.
I'd like to say I play better, but every Friday in my league, so I'll go out with my league at 3 o'clock, and I'll get an early round in before. So the round that doesn't matter, I'm shooting a low 40 score. I get out to my league, I'm at 46, 47. I'm like, what the hell just happened? I just played the same 9 holes. It's better every time. It's a competition. I'm always up higher. I don't think in my head it's the competition reason. I just think I don't know. I just suck.
All right, Raj, pick a card. Any card.
Let's see what we got. I asked him this already. Actually, it's what's the hardest part of the golf to learn? I literally already asked you that.
So all right, so we'll pick another one. Yeah, just got to skip great. Over that
I
one.
Had all these cards in here. Though.
Mind reading here.
If you could take a lesson from any pro, who would you choose?
Oh, whose swing I like the most? It's probably, like, I hate to say it, but it's probably just Tiger. Well, yeah, probably Tiger, just because his swing is just so beautiful. And it's, yeah,
I would probably say Tiger. The GOAT. He's the GOAT. Mikey, how about you?
John Daly, probably for me, just because I think I'd be able to relate with him more.
Yeah,
like the way he talks. The way
you both got the same beard. I wonder if he uses a beard straightener like you do.
He has a team for his.
Right, this guy. When we rent a place, we go on golf trips, and we only have one bathroom. This fucking guy is in the bathroom for 45 minutes straightening that beautiful beard.
I can't wait.
I've had to go use the bathroom in the lobby at places, like, because I had to go so bad. I'm like, this guy's like a woman here.
Absolutely.
You got to look good to play good, man.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know who I love and I think would be an awesome guy to hang out. Not necessarily a lesson from, but dude's always smiling. He loves hardcore music. Fucking awesome Victor? Guy. Victor Hovland. Always smiling. Yeah. I think he would be a really, I don't know, again, not get, I would be able to listen to him, like give me pointers without like, mm-hmm. getting pissed off. So I think he would be a good one to give me a lesson for sure.
Yeah, I'd say DJ for me. Same. We got like the same physique, tall, lanky. I'd probably go with DJ.
Okay. All right. Those are all good answers. I like it.
Did you see the video recently of DJ shooting left-handed?
No.
Still I think I did.
Hit a driver.
It was hit a driver, right? Yeah.
Hit a driver 310 yards, left-handed.
Shit. Well, you got this guy here that learned the game. He batted lefty your whole life, right?
I batted lefty my whole life. I played golf like maybe a handful of times in high school with just some buddies, but the two guys I played with were really good. So it was like by the fourth or fifth hole, I was just drinking and driving the cart thinking it was a great time. So when I got older in my 30s and started playing serious, I wasn't going to go out and invest money into clubs if I still sucked at the game and didn't really like it. So my dad had it all set in the garage. And I went and just grabbed it one day, and it was a righty set. And maybe 10 times in high school, I switch hit. So I went out there and just started playing, and it felt awkward at first. But now if I go to grab a left-handed golf club, it's not even normal. But I can swing a left-handed baseball bat right now, no problem. It's the weirdest thing. I can't even really explain it.
No, I played with a guy last week, and he was the exact same situation. Yeah, and it almost probably easier, but not easier, but like you don't have like your batting swing probably won't come in your golf swing if you do it the other way, you know.
Yep, probably. I wasn't moving my feet where I was stationary for most of the part and stuff like that. Where a lot of guys are lifting their foot from baseball and moving. So
yeah, he smokes it too. He hits the ball well.
It took me a good 3 years to really get some power behind it though and get comfortable.
Yeah, all right. I don't think I could play left-handed. I'd be honest.
We got two questions left here. Let's go. Let's make them good ones here. Let's go. All right. If you could win any championship, which one would it be?
Obviously the Masters, right?
Yeah.
I think that's
a foregone conclusion.
I'll tell you what, holding on to that Claret jug for a year would be pretty cool too, though.
Yeah.
Oh, the Masters.
Or like the Ryder Cup, but I don't think you'll.
You're right. But yeah, the Masters, you have a lifelong exemption to play in that shit. Like you could literally be 75 years old, 80 years old, and just you're in the shape. You could go play.
The access you get to just that green.
Going to
color.
Play Augusta.
Yeah.
If it was PGA, I'd probably say the Players.
Okay, yeah, I think unanimously yeah, we're all going to say the Masters because again, what you get for it.
What's the last one you got?
All right, here? Mikey, go for it, buddy.
Is it a good one?
What do you love and hate about golf?
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh,
it's kind of simple.
I could go give you a second.
Yeah, you guys go. You go first. You go first.
I'll give you a second here. I'd say the one thing I love about golf is just getting out. Is that what it means? Like the one thing you love, the one thing you hate kind of thing?
Yeah, whatever.
Getting out, hanging out with the guys, the camaraderie of it, meeting new people, that kind of thing is awesome. The one thing I hate about golf is if you got slow pace of play.
That's a good one, yep.
I'm miserable out there when it's slow pace of play.
Yep. Okay. I like hitting a nice flush. Piping one, and what I hate is shanking one.
That's what Mike said. This is easy.
It's simple.
Yeah, to go into detail, obviously flushing one is nice, but there's nothing like flushing that wedge from like 90 to like 110 and getting that nice perfect divot and that feel. Especially on a really nice course that
you almost don't even feel the ball.
And like when you hit that ball well, the feeling, I mean, that goes through you and you when you stick it within, you know, even if you stick it within 10 feet, 15 feet for us amateurs, it just looks so pretty. Mm-hmm. And then what I hate, I definitely hate slow play, Roger. I would agree with that. I'll go on with a subject that we talked about earlier before.
You still going?
Yeah. I hate punch greens. There you go. Ooh, I hate showing up. Yeah. I hate showing up.
Without warning.
Paying full price and having a tee time. And yeah, punch greens. There you go.
What about you?
Okay, we gave you time now.
Yeah, I'll say I love, you know, puring the ball, pure shot. And I hate right now it's just wind. Like the wind has been so bad this year. And so, like, playing in the wind.
Weather sucks, man. Sometimes.
So bad. You know, sometimes too club wind. Yeah, it just breaks your soul.
Yep.
Absolutely, man. Well, Pete, we really appreciate you coming on. Where can people find you? Give all your plugs, brother.
Yeah, so right now we're on all the social media stores. We have our own site. High Society Golf is probably the best place to find it. Right now, we're in a couple simulator stores as well, like Club Twirl in Arizona, Bad Caddy here in Salt Lake, and as well as the Baddies Golf. They're out in California too. Evelina and her crew, they always do a bunch of pop-up shops at, you know, at golf courses, events, and then they sell our stuff as well.
Awesome.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, your page is a fun follow too. I enjoy checking
your posts out.
The guys out there on the golf course rocking that smooth gear.
Yeah, man, the quality is no joke for sure. Hats are official. The variety of stuff you can get. I mean, I think you're gonna find your way, no doubt about it.
Thank you.
100%. All right, Pete, we really appreciate you coming on, and we appreciate all the listeners for tuning in to another episode of the Upstate Golf Guys podcast. Have a great one.
To the Cape.
itself has its own energy, or life force, if you will. Its natural environment is in the home. So why don't you send him home? His bags are packed. He's got his airplane tickets. Bring him to the airport.